Thanks for listening to Morning Edition today here on AM 580. Now joining us with our opening commodity market report, Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 9:39, up 14¾ on the open. September, 9:55, up 17. The Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 8:98, up 16 on the open. September, 9:22¼, up 22¾. December, 9:38, up 16. March of 2009, 9:58, up 16. July, 9:74, up 19 on the open. July corn opened at 7:60, up 28¼ on the open. September, 7:72, up 26¼. December, 7:91, up 26. March of 2009, 7:99, up 23½. May, 8:01, up 20½. July, 7:98, up 17½. September, 7:47, up 12. December, $7, up 6½. And March of 2010, 6.99½, up 1 on the open. July beans open at 15.93, up 33 on the open. August, 15.86, up 26¼. September, 15.66, up 26. November, 15.61, up 30. January, 15.75, up 31. May, 15.59½, up 18½. July, 15.62, up 12. And November of 2009, 14.95, up 12 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 4:16.50, up 7:30 on the open. August, 4:14.50, up 6.80. July soybean oil opened at 67.60, up 1.41 on the open. August, 67.95, up 1.43.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Over at CME Livestock, June live cattle open at 95.75, up 17½ on the open. August feeders, 108.40, down 7½. Make that 75. July lean hogs open at 73.70, up 10 in, on the open. And July bellies open at 73.90, unchanged on the open. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
An explosive day at the Chicago Board of Trade. New all-time contract highs in corn and soybeans. We're going to finish the day like this.
Well, that's a good question. We felt we'd open strong, stay strong, and even be strong tonight. On ideas, this afternoon's crop condition report's going to show some huge deterioration out of that good to excellent category. Looking back in history, this time of year, probably the biggest drop was about 10% out of that category, and that was during 1988 drought. I imagine we're going to see a bigger drop than that by visually seeing some of these areas just devastated with wet weather. Even though some of the ponds and lakes are pulling back some, there's just a lot of holes out there and a lot of ugly crop to look at in some of these areas. And I think the trade priced a lot of that in here on Friday and last night. Now the key is see what the numbers come out this afternoon. You can sort of go from there. But overall, trade feels we've maybe lost anywhere from 2.5 to 3.3 million acres of corn. You know, a big chunk in Iowa, a big chunk in eastern Illinois and western Indiana there, Dave.
And we're hearing rumors that NAS might put out in the report this evening a percentage of loss of acres to sort of begin to sort this out.
Well, that'd be kind of a speculative stance. Most of the trade sort of are in the opinion that you know, you need some actual surveys, and you can't actually take a survey right now until a lot of this water goes down and see where you're at. But yeah, you know, about anything can happen in through here. And with the tight situation we're in, it's been an explosive market. You know, this market started as a demand rally, demand-driven market.
Yes.
Now we're in a short supply situation, and at these levels in here, you know, we've priced a good chunk in this in the market, but the question is how much higher yet?
Well, if we're down 3.3 million acres and the yield is even less than the 5 that we already lost off USDA's June report, any reason to believe that we need to do some additional rationing?
Well, we've done that. How much, we're going to have to wait and see. We've taken some ethanol out of production here on the livestock sector. We'll see, you know, how these weights come in, see how much liquidation we have there. We'll have a cattle and feed report here at the end of the week. We'll see what that says. Then, two, this demand, as the old-fashioned demand we've seen as far as exports go, we're fearful these export sales are going to be sharply lower here, you know, from here on out. So we are rationing this demand out. We've slowed demand, and it's just going to take some time before we see the raw fundamental numbers here that give us a signal where we are. Then, two, we got to remember on the supply-demand balance sheet, the feed usage category, that's a highly miscellaneous category, and we're going to see that drop dramatically because we've seen the DGDs increase in here, the ethanol byproduct dramatically, and we feel the feed usage category is overestimated, and we've counted a lot of this corn usage twice. So there's some room to sort of massage the numbers in here. But the bottom line, the overall supply is much, much smaller than the trade ever dreamt about.
This 3.3 million acres, if that is the number, and that's the high side that we're talking about, any of that going to get planted to beans?
Well, there's still going to be some of that planted. If you look at the locations where the problems are, the South's still going to try corn, if all possible. When you look at the possibility of $7 corn at 80 bushels the acre, that's still a pretty good return there. But in other areas, if they do get dried out in time in here, yeah, they'll try to put some beans in there. You've got $15 beans. You multiply that out. You know, there's still opportunity to try to have some type of crop on some of this ground. But when you've got 15 foot of water on top of some of this ground, that's virtually gone.
In your scale-up selling approach, we hit numbers today that warranted another sale or no?
We're shooting for $8 December corn futures, and we're shooting for just a little over $16 in the November beans. We continue to scale up. We've readjusted these sale programs as we've moved higher through here. Also, too, we've been big promoters of put options clear last winter. We want to be in a position to transfer some of these put purchases into actual cash sales. We're out anywhere from 10 to 30 cents on puts, but the market has rallied $3 to $4 higher, and we feel that's a heck of a good trade.
Thank you very much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser tells us a flood warning for urban areas and small streams is in effect until Tuesday morning for eastern Clark, Crawford, Jasper, Lawrence, and Richland counties in east central and southeastern Illinois, while a flood warning is in effect for most rivers across Illinois and Indiana until further notice. Today, in northern and central Illinois and northwestern Indiana, mostly sunny. In eastern Indiana and in the south, a mix of clouds and sunshine with scattered showers and thunderstorms, and highs ranging from 67 near Lake Michigan to 87 in far southern Illinois. Temperatures will remain slightly cooler than average during the entire week, with high temperatures generally ranging from the 70s in the north to the 80s in the south, and lows mostly in the 50s. A few scattered showers and thunderstorms may start to pop up from midweek on, especially in northern and west central Illinois. However, widespread heavy rainfall is not expected this week. The current tick, July wheat in Kansas City, at 9.45, up 20 and 3 quarters. At the Board of Trade, July wheat, 8.99, up 17. December, 9.39, up 17. July corn, 7.41, up 9 and a quarter. December, 774, up 9. July beans, 1561, up 1. November, 1546, up 15. July soybean meal, 408, down 120. July soybean oil, 6710, up 91. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. We're on the web at WILOAG.org.